USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations General Assembly voted to reprimand Russia over its invasion of Ukraine and demand that Moscow stop fighting and withdraw its military forces immediately. United States Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We've seen videos of Russian forces moving exceptionally lethal weaponry into Ukraine, which has no place on the battlefield. That includes cluster munitions and vacuum bombs, which are banned under the Geneva Convention.
The General Assembly voted 141 in favor and 5 opposed, with 35 nations abstaining. It looks like drivers are in for more sticker shock at the pump today. Gas prices jumped at least 4 cents overnight. AAA put the new national average at $3.66 a gallon for regular. That's 12 cents higher than a week ago and 26 cents more than a month ago. This is USA Radio News.
This is brought to you by Accenture. Companies today are using automation and artificial intelligence to reinvent their business processes and gain a competitive advantage. Bringing intelligence to automation is helping companies make better business decisions while also creating better employee and customer experiences. The Automation Advantage, a new book written by top automation experts at Accenture, is a practical how-to guide to using intelligent automation to drive business performance and growth. Accenture Chief Strategy Officer Bhaskar Ghosh explains how automation is benefiting companies everywhere.
When you talk about the intelligent automation, we are talking about the differentiated experience. We are talking about the superior decision-making in the organization. We are talking about the growth of the business.
Learn what automation can do for your business by reading The Automation Advantage, available now from major booksellers and at www.accenture.com/automationadvantage.
Former Louisville Detective Brett Hankinson testified in his own defense about actions during the police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Defense attorney Stuart Matthews.
He returned fire in the direction of where he had seen the original shot come from within the apartment. He was attempting to defend and save the lives of his brother officers who he thought were still caught in what they call the fatal funnel in that doorway.
Hankinson was fired by police for shooting blindly during the raid. He fired 10 shots, none of which hit Taylor or her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. No police were charged in the woman's death. Former President Donald Trump, calling the growing Russia-Ukraine situation a holocaust, called for the end to the killing that is taking place and said the escalation has grown because the United States and President Joe Biden are no longer respected. He said in an interview with Fox Business that it's time to work out a deal with Russia to stop the hostilities, and the nation has gotten deeper than they thought possible with Ukraine's strong defense forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Now the question is, when will Major League Baseball start their regular season? With that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pride.
Major League Baseball has canceled opening day, with Commissioner Rob Manfred announcing the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years after lockout talks failed.
It was not due to a lack of effort by either party. The players came here for 9 days. They worked hard. They tried to make a deal. And I appreciate their effort.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The moon is about to get walloped by about 3 tons of space junk, a punch that will carve out a crater that could fit a number of semi-tractor trailers. The leftover rocket will smash into the far side of the moon at 5,800 miles an hour on Friday, away from telescopes' prying eyes. It may take weeks or even months to confirm the impact through satellite images. It's been tumbling haphazardly through space, experts believe, since China launched it nearly a decade ago. The organization that handles claims on behalf of Jews who suffered under the Nazis said that Germany has agreed to extend another $720 million to provide home care and supportive services for frail and vulnerable Holocaust survivors. The New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany also referred to the claims conference, who said the money will be distributed to more than 300 social welfare organizations globally. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.